Problems cannot be solved at the same level of awareness that created them. These are the words of 20th century trailblazing scientist Albert Einstein. Go to the root of the problem. And let us go back in American history to the late 19th century. It's 1885, and it's the American South, where in the post-Civil War era, the ugly face of racism was rising. And former Confederate soldier who had become a writer, George Washington Cable, wrote a book called The Silent South, in which he opposed the new system of Jim Crow, the racial segregation that was dominating the South of that era. And I want to share just a couple of passages from Cable's book, The Silent South, because it shows the importance of going to the root of the problem. This is what Cable wrote. The greatest social problem before the American people today is, as it has been for 100 years, the presence among us of the Negro. We need to go back to the roots of things and study closely, analytically, the origin, the present foundation, the rationality, the rightness of those sentiments surviving in us, which prompt an attitude qualifying in any way, peculiarly, the black man's liberty among us. Cable went on, put it in a historical context. It is the first premise of American principles that whoever elevates the lowest stratum of the people lifts all the rest, and whoever holds it down holds all down. The nation has been working to elevate the freedmen. It has poured out its wealth publicly and privately for this purpose. Colored seminaries, colleges, and normal schools dot our whole southern country. Yes, Cable wrote these things, and it brought such controversy, even hostility, that he was forced to move. He wrote, relocated himself and his family out of the South, moving to Massachusetts. And though he suffered resentment and opposition for his words spoke truth because he went to the root of the problem. And that brings us to our moment of virtue for today. I call these principles the two I's: investigate and integrate. Because if you go to the root of the problem, you have to do both things. You've got to investigate. And I'm not talking about things outside of you. Vigorous virtue is about an inner journey. I'm talking about investigating those things within, those thoughts, those feelings, whatever may be causing the problem. It could be your mental and or emotional bondage. So you have to take a moment. You have to probe. You have to go deep, dig deep inside yourself. Get in touch with those thoughts and feelings that may be the barriers holding you back from really getting beyond your problem. You have to get to the essence of it. And that's why that internal investigation is so key. But after you investigate, you also have to integrate. And by that I mean integral. You have to get the whole picture. Now, think of your problem as a puzzle, and you haven't been able to figure it out, and there's some missing pieces. Yes, that internal investigation, looking deep inside, but then you have to connect the dots. You have to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. And just as Cable did, he said, look, with the Negro problem. It's really about looking at our own attitudes and then making sure the resources are available. And he talked about the schools, the colored schools of that era that produced then the teachers that could go and educate the former slaves. That's going to the root of the problem socially. I'm talking about going to the root of your problem personally and putting the pieces together so that you can have a holistic approach and get a holistic solution, because that's what's really going to take you beyond your problem into victory.